There's a new push for quotas for female representation in the Liberal Party following Federal Labor's decision to aim for equal representation between men and women in Parliament in 10 years. The Labor Conference resolved to have female representatives in half of its positions by 2025. Senior Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne says he doesn't believe in quotas, but other measures need to be looked at. Long-serving Liberal MP Sharman Stone says the Liberals should stop expecting women will break through the glass ceiling by some miracle and implement quotas, including for safe seats. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley reports.
45% of Labor's representatives in federal parliament at the moment are women. 22% of Liberals are female. The Federal Education Minister Christopher Pyne says the Liberals need to do more.
It is a subject that we need to focus on as a party, because the number of women representing the Liberal Party in the Senate, for example, has not increased, it's declined. And we need to address that subject.
But Mr. Pyne's told the ABC's 7:30 program the answer's not to do as Labor does and impose a quota.
Well, I don't believe in quotas and I don't believe in targets, but I do believe in people being elected on the basis of merit. But of course, if merit isn't achieving the outcome that you want, then other measures need to be looked at to ensure that we are attracting women to Parliament.
Sharman Stone holds a safe Liberal seat in country Victoria, and she argues the Liberal Party has to overcome its long-held opposition to quotas.
The whole nonsense of saying, as Christopher does and many of my colleagues, including some of my women colleagues, Louise, they say, oh, we couldn't possibly have quotas or targets. Now, that would not then be a meritocracy. You'd have second-rate women being put forward, and who would want that? Well, the realities are that after every election, when the decision's being made about portfolios in the coalition, the Nats and Liberal parties, we look at the numbers of National Party seats won, and to the nearest decimal point, we allocate the number of portfolios and which portfolios that they will fill. Not a meritocracy, it's based on numbers.
She says Labor's system appears to be working.
So I look across the chamber at those Labor Party women. I can see them having merit equal to the men who are sitting beside them. It certainly hasn't produced for them two classes of parliamentarian at all. We've tried the old women just breaking through the glass ceiling by some miracle. We've tried that for generations in the Liberal Party. Now we've got to join most of the developed world and increasingly countries like Rwanda and the Pacific Island nations.
Dr. Stone says the quotas should be for winnable and safe seats.
We have to have, I believe, targets for the numbers of women who must be in the pre-selection lineup, in seats over a certain margin, which means a winnable seat. We must persist in not running that pre-selection until we have a line of candidates which include at least 50% women. That would require us, of course, to do a lot more homework.
And that's Federal Liberal MP Sharman Stone ending that report from Louise Yaxley.